Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God's truth to our lives can change our very lives and destiny. Now the devil has and is going to keep on sending people into your life to lead you away from God and from your divine destiny. Just expect it. It comes from the most unexpected places. However, many have maintained friendships from the past. Now, maybe not you, but the church down the street. And that's because those old friends know where all the bodies are buried. They have some dirt on you. But listen, folks, you're not the same person that you were anymore. It's time for you to break up with your past before it's too late. You know, I know that people are loyal. You want to be loyal to your friends, but you just got to understand, folks, listen, you cannot be unequally yoked with individuals who really don't love the Lord the way you do, because there will always be the temptation there that Satan will bring into your life to influence you against doing the will of God. At some point in time, listen, if he used Eve on Adam, if he used Peter, one of Jesus's closest disciples, on Jesus, how is he not going to use someone that you used to run around with? To try to get you to compromise in some area of your life. You may say, well, you know, we respect each other. Folks, that person is still an able tool of the enemy. And at some point in time, the influence of that relationship, that soul tie, is going to try to get you to do something that is detrimental to your destiny. Do you understand what I'm saying? I know it's hard sometimes to break up with people and to break up with our past. All I can tell you is the truth. It's up to you to decide how far you want to go and how much temptation you want to maintain in your life. Listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. You're not the same as those who do not believe and accept Christ as Savior. So don't join yourselves to them. Can right and wrong be partners? Can light have anything in common with darkness? Can Christ agree with the devil? Listen, relationships are one of the devil's chief means of separating you from the will of God. And you can say, hey, it can't happen to me. But as my mother-in-law always said, better birds than you have sang. Like Samson, he was the strongest man. But Delilah led Samson away from God. He lost his anointing, his strength, his divine destiny laying on her lap. Now, especially the singles, if you want romance, pray. Make sure you put a ring on it. Pray together. And wait until you're married to go all the way. That's a marriage made in heaven. That's not what's happening today, but I'm just giving you some good godly advice. Samson had no ring, he had no prayer, and he had no amen. And folks, disobedience will always lead to destruction. In Judges chapter 16 and 18, Delilah realized that Samson had finally told her the truth about his strength. So she sent for the Philistine rulers. Delilah lulled Samson to sleep with his head on her lap. And then she called the man to shave off the 7 locks on his hair. And this way she began to bring him down. And his strength left him. Many Christians have lost their relationship with God and altered their destiny on someone's lap. didn't think the pastor would talk like this. I told you, you may not want to come back this week. I'm just getting started. The devil will give you whatever you are willing to exchange for your divine destiny. And that's just the truth. But when you get it, you won't want it. In fact, you will regret it. In Hebrews chapter 12 and 16, it talks about a man named Esau, Jacob's brother, who lost his birthright. He gave it away because of his desires for worldly pleasure. Listen to how the Bible puts it. Make sure that no one commits sexual sin as concerned about earthly things as Esau was. He sold his rights as the firstborn son for a single meal. I've heard people put it this way. He sold his inheritance for a piece of bread. That's what the difference between sin and heaven is. It's like a piece of bread. You sell your inheritance for pleasure, momentary pleasure. Verse 17 says, you know that afterwards when he wanted to receive the blessing that the firstborn son should receive, he was rejected. Even though he begged and he cried for the blessing, he couldn't do anything to change what had happened. Temporary pleasure can lead to permanent regret. Some of you have been there, done that, and gotten the t-shirt, but you're not wearing it today. Thank God. You're in the house of the Lord. All things are possible with God. It's not over yet. The Bible says the righteous may fall seven times, but he gets up again. Somebody say amen. We are not perfect. We are forgiven, and we are doing our best to live for the Lord with the help of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. You don't have to be perfect to know God, to love God, and to make it to heaven. But you have to have a heart after God. You have to love him with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and regardless of the challenges in your life, you'll make it because love will pull you through. Love always wins. Now abides faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is your love for God. If you will love God more than yourself, more than your sin, God will help you and deliver you. I'll never forget a gentleman that I used to know, and he loved drugs. He loved drugs. And he loved God, but he loved drugs. And so he had to struggle. I love the Lord, but I love my drugs. He said one day he prayed, he said, Lord, you know I love drugs. But I love you more, and if you will take the love of drugs out of me, I will serve you for the rest of my life. And God delivered him after being on heroin for years and years and years, totally delivered, just like that. I know a pastor today who was a drug dealer. And then I used it too. And after the Lord saved him, he said, you know what I found out? I said, what did you find out? He said, there's no high like the Most High. There is no high like the Most High. Only God can give you true satisfaction in life. Let the church say amen. Well, the Philistines captured Samson and gouged out his eyes. That must have hurt. They took him to Gaza where he was bound with bronze chains. Now, this man had a supernatural birth that was announced by an angel, had supernatural strength, more strength than any man ever living. But he didn't have strength over his passions. And it ended in his loss of sight and being put in bondage to the enemy. Now, you may not be bound with physical chains, but make no mistake. If you give in to your flesh, you give in to the desires of your flesh. You're going to be caught in a trap that the devil plans to steal your purpose in. Your decision to please yourself or disobey God will not only affect you, though, it can harm your children. Like the wisest man ever. I love the word of God because it shows you that there's none of us that are beyond being tempted and falling. And this is something you've got to understand. You never get too strong not to fall. You will never get to the place where you are to stop praying, reading the word of God, coming to church, and asking the Holy Spirit to give you help not to fall into temptation. In fact, you should pray every single day, and I've been saying this for the last few weeks, you need to say, Lord, deliver me from evil. Lord, deliver me from all evil. Because evil is trying to take you down.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Evil is trying to take you down. It took Samson down. It took the wisest man who ever lived down, Solomon's wives, who did not follow God, led him away from the Lord. Think of this. The wisest man's kingdom was torn apart because of his toxic relationship with his wives. He married the wrong women. Now, what's wrong with this picture? Women, I said plural. Well, back in those days, that's what they did. Thank God you can only marry one today. And I will not say more than that because I can get into some serious trouble, Brother Herman, when I start saying things like this, because it's not in the Bible like that. Let's just stay in the message. Is that okay, Brother Herman? Okay, I didn't want to have to give you the book and have you continue. But in 1 Kings 11 and 4, see, I'm back in the Word. It says, in Solomon's old age, his wives tempted him to follow other gods. And he was no longer committed to the Lord his God, the God of his father David, as he had been. Therefore, the Lord said to Solomon, since this has been your practice and you have not kept my commandments and statutes as I've commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you and give it to your servant. In fact, I will tear it out of your hands when I tear it out of the hands of your son. Solomon actually caused his son to reap the judgment for his sin. Folks, listen, and to me, this is one of the most heart-wrenching things. Listen, your children will be affected by your relationship with God. The children you know will be affected by your relationship with God. What do they see you do in your relationship with God? How are you behaving in your relationship with God? I've talked to so many young adults who said, my parents didn't even go to church. I mean, I have no frame of reference for what you're saying, Pastor, because we never even attended church. It's hard for me to believe in this because we never, I mean, it was not special in my family's life. My mom and dad, they just didn't really believe in this. Folks, listen, you are setting your children up for failure if you don't love the Lord and serve the Lord, because they need God. They will need God far after you leave this world. And you certainly don't want them to catch the disease of the sins that you yourself were involved in. What existing blessing must God strip from you and your children because of your poor choices? There are such things as generational curses, those things that carry on from our parents into our lives. And when we don't straighten those things out, they can actually affect our children and our children's children. See, I'm talking about the sins of our parents, perhaps our own sins, sins of our ancestors. They can really influence us even today. You have to take a stand and say, hey, this happened in my family, but it stops today. It's not going to happen with me. It's not going to happen with me and my husband. It's not going to happen with my children. This is not going to be carried on. Why? Because we are going to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, with all of our minds. We're going to choose God. We're going to be on His side. No matter what it takes, we're going to stick with God. If that's the way you feel today, give God some praise in His house today. You've got to make up your mind who you're going to serve. Now, just a couple of more things I want to mention to you. Because the devil will surely tempt you with behaviors to damage your divine potential and the destiny that God has for you. You know, there are a lot of Christians who are gambling today. Let me just talk to you about that. Now, I know that we just had like the largest lottery recently, and a person from Mass or something won lots of money. All right, but God has not called us to gamble, saints, but to trust Him for our finances. Gambling has the potential to turn into an addiction like drugs and alcohol, in case you didn't know that. According to the National Council of Problem Gambling, 2 million U.S. adults are pathological gamblers, and another 4 to 6 million are problem gamblers. Now, this addiction can destroy the stability of the home, lead to job loss, and cause a person to lose control over their life. Now, folks, please hear me. It may start with just a little lottery ticket. It may start with just betting on a couple of horses at the track. It just can be like small things, going to Las Vegas. You're there for business. There's nobody around. And you just, all of a sudden, you come out of your room and you find yourself in the casino. How did I get here? And right next to you, when you say, there's a slot machine. And you say, there's nobody here. There's nobody watching. I gave you a scripture that says God watches you all the time. So that hand that's against the slot machine, just pull it back to your chest. Wipe it off. Don't do that. You'll be tempted. Well, why come to Vegas and not even pull at least one of those handles? Well, I'll tell you why. Not because you're opening a door to the enemy. Well, you say that. How could that be? How could that be? Folks, listen, temptation creeps up on you. When you open a little door, people have started out who end up in terrible affairs with someone else's husband and wife by just one kiss. Under the mistletoe at Christmas. We under the mistletoe. Yeah. Woo! Did you feel that lightning? I felt it too. Is Harry around? Is Sue around? I don't know. The Bible says in 2 Peter 2:19, for a person is a slave to whatever masters them. See, you have to understand something, folks. When you open the door to stuff, stuff comes. Don't think it's not going to come. You put your hand on it. The devil comes. He says, oh, look, he wants to play the slots. Oh, let's let him win big. Get a bucket, get a bucket, get a bucket, get a bucket. Oh, I can't tell the pastor I got a bucket of money. I'd like to pay a tithe this week. And the pastor shares, yeah, we're trying to get a new building. So praise God that he touched your heart. Yeah, and pastor, I know where to go back and get some more too. I'm going back to get some more for the church. The devil works like that. Oh, you guys are laughing, but you know, I have heard people say, pray that lottery ticket works, because I'm going to buy a church. I'm going to buy the church, a new building. Oh, I love you, God. I love you, God. Oh, I love you, God. Lord, are these numbers right? Oh, I need a word of knowledge. These numbers right? Holy Spirit, why aren't you talking to me? Because you're just as wrong as the day you were born. Now, some argue that gambling is, there's nothing wrong with gambling more than entertainment. There's no more moral or immoral thing happening there than going to the movie or a concert. But consider this, people who attend movies or concerts expect entertainment in return and not money. Think of that. You pay your money to get in the movie. You don't come back saying, how much money do I get back for attending that movie? That doesn't happen. And they're not tempted to keep spending and watching movies until they break even. People who gamble say, well, just let me break even. Well, just how much have you spent? A lot of money, but just let me break even. See, gambling provides a sense of false hope. Everybody wants to feel you're lucky. There's no such thing as luck. Participants place their hope in winning, often against astronomical odds. You just bought a lottery ticket? Yeah, I know it's like 10 million, billion, zillion to one, but I just feel I can win. People often, against astronomical odds, are placing hope in something other than God. Listen, folks, throughout the Bible, we're constantly reminded that our hope is to be in God alone, not money, not power, or position. It's so important for you to realize, guys, that it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. It's the little things that we allow. They creep into our lives, and we wonder, how in the world did we get this far? How in the world am I in $500,000 in debt for gambling? I don't know how it happened. I just sat down at that table, and before I knew it, I lost everything. Folks, these things are true, what I'm talking about. Listen, the devil is trying to distract you from God's real purpose and plan for your life.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is Whose Side Are You On? Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
You know, one of the most important things we have to remember as Christians is we need to seek God with all of our heart. The Bible says, as a deer pants after the water brook, so my heart and my soul pants after you. My soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God. Father, I just pray for the people now that you would give us a hunger and thirst to know you in a better way. Father, just for the fact that these precious listeners are listening, Lord, to your word,
every day. We just pray that you will strengthen them, that you would put a real desire in their heart to go deeper in their love relationship with you, that they would fulfill the divine destiny that you've placed upon their life. I pray for a blessing upon them today. Whatever they need, meet that need in their lives. And devil, your power is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.